WHDD presents Susan Says.
So, the good news, ooh, thunder and lightning, that's not good. No, the great news is that Joe Biden picked a very talented, tough woman as his VP. I was a Val Demings person myself, because she's really smart, was a former cop. But I'm surprised to say I was really excited and kind of touched when Kamala was announced and they came out together, and it was historic. It got me. The joy of the Black community, the women who spoke up about it, what it meant to them that they were finally seen, their daughters inspired. And Kamala is a warrior, very smart. She knows how to nail the enemy with a smile. Deranged Donnie and the morons at Faux News were crazy, trying everything they could think of. She's too liberal, she's not liberal. She's nasty, she's mean. Oh, by the way, Deranged Donnie and his family donated to her over the years, so there you go. She's very appealing and personable. And they say she's best at rallies, meeting and greeting, though now that won't be possible, but I'm sure she'll be a real asset in many ways. A bad news thing. Some other phony doctor, not the witch doctor, but a guy this time, has been advising Deranged Donnie on COVID. He says kids can't get it. No, wrong, jerk, they can. And they can transmit it, although moron, hashtag 45-ish, never my president, said transport it. They can transport it. No, they can't transport it. They can transmit it. This jerk, I can't even tell you his name because I don't care. Anyway, he is now advising the COVID committee. So he's worse than Scarf Lady, and I guess Dr. Fauci is gone. So now there's no scientific advice. Another bad thing, QAnon, this crazy conspiracy theory. They had a quote-unquote reporter in the presser. She always asks really insane questions that you-know-who, never my president, loves. They've been classified by the FBI as a domestic terrorist. Think on that, people. Swell. And someone who supports them just won her primary in Georgia. It figures schools there have closed as kids are dropping like flies. Cue the theme from Deliverance, please. But the worst thing, well, it's worse for me. I broke my toe. I damaged a ligament in my left foot. Yep. I was lying on the couch for a change instead of lying on the bed. Maybe that was the problem. I got up and I kind of bent the toe backwards, banging on a coffee table. Ouch. Really ouch. I put it back in place. Double ouch. I taped it up. I put ice on it, but that didn't help. Next day, went to this big sports doctor who did x-rays and said it was bad. I have to wear this huge boot thing when I walk. But since I'm only walking to the kitchen or the bathroom, I didn't think it was necessary, but I'm probably wrong because it's now blue and purple and it hurts. So I have to go for ultrasound this afternoon. My big worry, if it heals badly, I won't be able to wear the heels I have if I ever go out again, which doesn't look that probable. So maybe it doesn't really matter. Be careful out there, guys. Things go from bad to bad to worse.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.